Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in The Republican American by Ruth Epstein, in Sharon, the budget plan boosts some spending. Improvements to the town's infrastructure represents a major portion of the 2.7% spending boost in the proposed $4.2 million budget. First Selectman Brent Conley said the Board of Selectmen is trying to be as transparent as it can, outlining the projects being planned. The projects include salary increases only marked at 2% with a few exceptions. An appropriation, by the way, of $35,000 is seen in the Park and Rec capital improvement line to cover replacement of the playground at Veterans Field, as well as another $5,000 towards a fund to replace the tennis courts. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen approved paying its administrative assistant a stipend of $50 per session to coordinate Zoom meetings for other boards and commissions when needed. During the meeting this week, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway made the proposal, saying it can be difficult to conduct meetings while trying to run a virtual system as well. The Board of Selectmen also agreed to sign a contract with Seymour Sealing for approximately $150,000 to chip seal nearly 9 miles of road this spring. Connecticut and two federally recognized Native American tribes stand to make tens of millions of dollars from a comprehensive gaming expansion that could eventually lead to sports wagering and online gambling, according to the governor. The governor and leaders of the tribal nations announced a deal on comprehensive gambling expansion plan that potentially ends a years-long impasse over expanding legalized gambling in Connecticut. In New York, internet and cable provider Altice will spend more than $68 million approving its system as part of a $72 million settlement with New York regulators over its handling of outages during the tropical storm. The State Public Service Commission announced a settlement yesterday. Shortly after the storm, the State Department of Public Service and Public Service Commission, which regulate utilities and internet service providers, launched an investigation into the level of storm preparedness for the utility, cable, and internet companies in the area. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is putting together a new food box program, and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is urging the agency to include New York State-grown produce in the packages. The new program will distribute in early March. The USDA announced it was considering changing or replacing the Farmers to Families food box program in an effort to buy excess food farmers were unable to move to stores or buyers during the pandemic and then send to hungry families nationwide. By the way, it will be distributed most places, but there are some places that actually don't get served. Columbia County Clerk's Office, the County Department of Motor Vehicles, and County Real Property Tax Services are safe and will reopen today at 9 a.m. The office is located at 560 Warren Street in Hudson. Were closed after a COVID-19 outbreak in an effort to reduce the further spread of the virus. At the time, the outbreak presented the characteristics of the UK variant, but subsequent testing by a state lab determined that was not the case. Eversource Energy this year will be trimming trees in Connecticut along more than 4,200 miles of overhead distribution lines. It will cover 126 different communities in the state. Keith Moon, teacher of Russian history and English at Hotchkiss School, has selected Reaganland for his annual Noble Horizons book course. That begins today from 1 till 2. The free class meets weekly from 1 to 2 Fridays through May 14th. It's a Zoom meeting. Go to the link for Noble Horizons, noblehorizons.org, to sign up. Pre-orders are due south of the border takeout, and those pre-orders are due today. The Sales to the Border Takeout Benefit Dinner, hosted by the United Congregational Church Faith Formation Committee for the Church School Giving Projects. The pre-order is today, the last day, and pickup will be at the Parish House March 27th. More information at 860-672-6840 or email office at ucc@cornwall.org. Maple Sugaring in Connecticut, a sweet evolution is happening tonight from 6 to 7, an online event with $10 fee per person, $15 for family from Sharon Audubon. Pre-registration is required. You can go to sharon.audubon.org to sign up. It's suitable for families, all participants of all ages. Upon registering, you'll receive a link to access the event on Zoom. More information, as we said, sharon.audubon.org. Storytime with Youth Services Associate Tia happens every Saturday morning on Zoom at 10:30 at the Roelof Janssen Community Library. More information at rojanlibrary.org/kids-events. Kent Park and Recreations Park and Rock Decorating Contest, which is open to Kent residents of all ages. Submissions are due by tomorrow. Voting is the 22nd through the 27th. Winners will be announced on March 29th. Age groups 5 and under, 6 through 10, 11 through 15, age 16 and up. Questions and more information at 860-927-1003. An all-for-one food distribution happens tomorrow from 1 till 3 at the Dover Town Hall. More information at the town clerk, doverny.us. D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, Eagles in Connecticut with Ginny Apple, Master Wildlife Conservationist. That happens tomorrow at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. In Cornwall on Saturday at 4 o'clock, there's an author talk, Janice Nomura and Franny Talafiero. That is via Zoom. Lakeville Host Company Ladies Auxiliary Corned Beef Dinner is happening tomorrow from 5 to 7:30 at the Firehouse. Takeout only. Reservations at 860-833-0505. The Hayward Performing Arts Center, in conjunction with the Metropolitan Opera, presenting a free virtual screening lecture featuring Scott Everly via Zoom. That'll happen Sunday at 5:30. More details at mahawi.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 32,862.30. The NASDAQ at 13,116.17. And the S&P 500 at 3915.46. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.